Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin 17a, pagination is 33. Counting down from the top of the Amud, about 10 lines. At the end of a line, Ein Kohen. The Mishnah is describing a case regarding the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is a fascinating Yom Tov regarding the Karbanos that are brought, because Shavuos is really only one day. And therefore, we're going to be taught that there is a level of Tashlumin, of being able to make up Karbanos. You have additional days to bring the Karbanos, because the one day is simply not enough. Now, if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, then the types of Karbanos that were allowed to be brought would be restricted, and therefore Sunday would be an extremely festive day, which caused us a little bit of a problem. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bekelav, the Kohen Gadol on such a Sunday would not wear his special garments. We have a discussion between Rashi and Tosfos whether we're talking about his big day Yom Tov, his festive garments of a personal nature, or Tosfos says it's talking about big day kuhuna, to do the avoda and make it special that the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. They would not do that on this Sunday. Umutarim be'esped uvetaynis, and this Sunday would be allowed if eulogy or fasting was appropriate for some reason, they would do it. Shalo lekayim divrei ha'omrim atzeres achar haShabbos, they were looking to avoid the opinion which said that atzeres Shavuos is always supposed to fall after Shabbos. This brings us really to a discussion that we've had previously, and that is that there were tzedukim, there were people in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash who were of the belief that when the pasuk says mimacharas haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, they did not accept our tradition, which was that it's the day after Yom Tov, a Sabbath type day, a Shavisa type day. They held it literally meant Shabbos as in the seventh day of the week. And therefore, the Omer counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos, according to them, had to start on a Sunday, the day after weekly Shabbos, and therefore Shavuos would always be on Sunday, the 50th day. We argue, and we say, if there's what to argue, but the tradition of the Jewish people is that it started from the day after first day Pesach, regardless of which day of the week it was, and Shavuos can fall out during the week as well. When the two coincided, so to speak, or almost coincided, in a way that it looked like we were going to be doing Shavuos festivities on Sunday, there was a special rule that the Kohen Gadol should not walk around looking like it's Yom Tov, because then the Tzedukim would say, we won. So Rashi says he's allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course he would wear the Big Day Kuhuna, the eight garments of prestige. And over here it's referring to when he was outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he shouldn't wear fancy Yom Tov garments as a minister of note. He's a significant person in the country. He would be dressed appropriately. Tosfos says that it means even in the Beis HaMikdash, to do the Avoda on that Sunday, he would decline, even though it was the festive day of Shavuos, because Shavuos was Shabbos, and here they were doing major makeup on Sunday for all the Karbanos that couldn't be brought on Shabbos. He wouldn't do that to see the extent that they went to avoid any concession to the mistake of the Tzedukim. So that's one type of compensation or ability to bring the karbanos of Shavuos on a day after Shavuos, and if it was a Sunday, special rules applied. The Gemara continues and tells us that there was really an entire week of Shavuos in terms of when the karbanos were allowed to be brought, and just as Pesach was 7 days, so Shavuos, even though it's one day, but the karbanos can be brought for an entire 7 days, meaning 6 days after Shavuos. Amar Rav Elozar Rav Hoshea, the Gemara says, Minayin latzer sheyesh la tashlumin, how do you know by Shavuos that you could have supplemental days? Kol Shiva, for an entire of 7 days. Shenemar b'chag ha-matzos v'chag ha-shavuos v'chag ha-sukos. There's a comparison between Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Makish chag ha-shavuos l'chag ha-matzos. There's a comparison between Shavuos and Matz and Pesach. Machag ha-matzos yesh ha-tashlumen kol shiva. Just like Pesach, you get an entire 7 days to bring the korbanos. Af chag ha-shavuos yesh ha-tashlumen kol shiva. You get an entire 7 days to bring korbanos by Shavuos, even though it is no longer Yontif. Asks the Gemara, Ve'emo makish l'chag ha-sukos, why don't you compare it to Sukkos? Machag ha-sukos yesh la-tashlumen kol shmona, because by Sukkos there are 8 days in total that you could bring the karbonos, because Shmini Atzeres is an addendum to Sukkos, and you're allowed to bring the karbonos of Sukkos, tashlumen, on Shmini Atzeres too. Avchag Shavuos Yishat Tashlumen Kol Shmona. So maybe you should be able to get an entire 8 days by Shavuos, meaning 7 days besides the Yom Tov itself. Skip a few lines until you are 5 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. And the Gemara answers simply, Tafasta Merubala Tafasta, Tafasta Meruat Tafasta. When you have a choice to grab something big, like the bigger chiddush, or something small, the smaller chiddush, you should grab the smaller one. And this is a rule, generally. So over here, when you have a choice to compare Shavuos to either Pesach or to Sukkos, when you compare it to Pesach, you only get a total of 7 days. When you compare it to Sukkos, you get a total of 8 days. Tafasta mu'at, you have to say the smaller chiddush, the smaller novel insight, and you can't go for the bigger one. And that's not only a principle, as Rashi says, you can't go wrong if you go with the smaller one, because that's for sure true. The bigger one, I'm not positive. I don't know if it's true to go all the way to 8. But that's also the essence of how to learn Torah, so that the Torah anticipates that you will know that if there's a comparison between these 3 Yamim Tovim, you will know that you go Tafasta Mua Tafasta, you grab the smaller one, and then you're successful. That's not something that can be argued. It's not up for debate. 7 days is certainly true. The Gemara continues, which we're not going to do right now, and explains in what way Shavuos can be compared to Sukkos. But as far as the days of supplement that you could continue bringing the Karbanos, Shavuos is compared to Pesach, so that you get a total of 7 days. This plays itself out in practical halacha in modern times. According to some customs, they will not say tachanun or do the full-fledged funeral with eulogies, etc., during these days that were attributed to being festive days. And Mishneh Berurah in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifkaten Lamed Vav writes, V'yesh Mekomos, there are places, which I don't think is necessarily the popular custom, but there are places that will not say Tachanun, and by extension it's understood, and they wouldn't do eulogies either, Kol Shisha Yamim Achar Shavuos, for 6 days after Shavuos, which means through the 12th of the month of Sivan. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.